The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
The following program may contain music with language or themes which some might consider offensive. We advise discretion.
And now, coming to you from the pulsating heart of urban Invercargill, come in, pull up a comfy chair, kick your shoes off, and put these on. TNN, the new normal, are proud to welcome you in to the Fluffy Slipper Lounge.
Tēnā koutou katoa. Welcome into the Fluffy Slipper Lounge. We are TNN, the new normal, Darren and Linda Ludlow.
Kia ora.
This is our 270th fresh episode.
Oh, fresh as a daisy.
In so many ways.
Today.
It was my turn last week. It's Saturday, the 4th of October. October.
Oh, hell.
Did that happen? Well, on Wednesday is the answer to that particular question. And spring has certainly sprung well and truly now for the second month. Many daffodils around, gamboling lambs, and the weather turns to custard once again.
Yes, I think it's worse than it was in the wintertime.
Well, we were missing for a little bit of it, but there have been days. There was snowfall during the week up in Central Otago.
Yes. And Dipton, our mutual friends in Dipton had snow.
Mungatuas on the Tyree. I saw Irene Begg posting a photo of the Mungatuas doused in a dusting of snow.
I guess the skiers will be grateful.
Well, the ski fields, yeah. Wow. You see, only them, because everybody else will be pretty snotted off.
Yeah, although there's usually skiing these holidays, so.
Yeah, yep. I meant all the parents who have children and don't send them skiing and have had them stuck inside.
Yeah, true that.
Been really interesting actually keeping an eye on, because I know there's many places run different holiday programs, and like me, you too will have been sent off to those as a younger person.
And that was great,
didn't you?
No.
I did.
I was desperate to go and I was never allowed.
Oh, I ended up on quite a few kind of church group activities.
There weren't many, to be fair, for
which
me.
Which is strange, because my folks weren't really churchgoers, but it's like, here's some activities, send them off to that.
And they would be hoping that they would capture you forever.
Well, no, I never felt that way. But yes, gently, gently catchy monkey.
Yes.
And that was fine. You see, you'd meet new people and do lots of different sort of crafty things and activities and what have you. But the mall, which is, you know, usually busy, full of promenading hormones, but lots of they've got lots of play stuff around the mall now, free play stuff.
Who cleans it?
The mall staff. Every morning, I watch them as I come.
Properly, I hope.
Well, they've got some pretty high strength industrial chemicals they're applying to it. For the kids to lick off.
Yeah, well, we know kids who do that.
teenagers now.
Enormous teenagers.
The play area has been kitted out with computer terminals and VR stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So something a little different.
Yeah. Just goes to show that I have not been in the mall all holiday.
And then down the other end of the mall, there's the voting area, which is a timely reminder for us to remind you that you've only got a week left to vote. In fact, less than, unless you're dropping it off on the Saturday morning, I think.
Don't do that. Get it in.
Yeah, get it in beforehand. And don't rely on the post, because it takes, you know, 3 or 4 days for anything to get anywhere these days.
Yep. And those people who have got close results, that's torturous.
Yep. So there are many places around that you can drop them off. Do. Not telling you how to vote, just telling you to make sure that you do.
Yeah.
And if you don't, then...
Don't complain.
Keep your mouth closed for the next 3 years. I don't think we'd be the first people to have mentioned that. Right, things coming up this weekend. Oh, actually, while we're talking about school holidays, and me last week, you this week, lots of germs around too, which must have kind of dampened things for a lot of families.
Yeah, well, I guess. I don't think I've spoken to anybody. Not that I've spoken to many people, actually, because I can't. Everybody's got something, or have had it, or you know, feel like they're getting it. There's a lot of stuff around, and I haven't had anything like this for a long time. So thanks, North Island. I'm blaming you.
Yeah,
because you seem to bring it back with you from the Hawke's Bay.
Yes, I did. Probably somebody on that plane.
Oh no, the planes. Yeah.
No, the big jets are fine.
Yeah.
Little Buddy Holly numbers, that's a different thing.
Well, I still got air circulation and air filters, so I don't know about
airports and blah, 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 blah.
But, you know, just people.
Yeah.
Shouldn't
have been hugging all those strangers.
Well, that's right. Yeah. Excuse me if I have sound like I'm coughing up a lung at some point.
We will, speaking of which, be checking out what Lyndall's been looking at while she's been coughing up a lung with Lyndall's Real World. A sad passing on the way. And a chance to catch up with a couple of things going on in the community, along with our usual sports talk and a musical taste of Asia. Never heard of the first artists that you have selected today, and would like to understand why you've chosen it.
Okay. So, in my morning of not, morning as in M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G.
Ah, yes.
Not securing tickets to Electric Avenue for 2026. I was listening to this year's playlist, and was reminded of these guys.
So did you see them?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And my friends were not all that keen to see these guys, but before we went home, I said, I'm going over there to have a quick listen, see what it's like. And fortunately, this is the song that I knew the best, and this was what was on. So I've even got video footage of it because I sent it to Ludlow the youngest to torment him because he was quite into them at the time as well.
Did it work?
Yes.
Mm.
Consequently, he also tried to get tickets for this next year's one and he couldn't get any either. Ludlow the younger is the only one of about 10 people I know that actually secured tickets. There were 1, 2, 3, 4. There were 5 of my group trying to get tickets all online at the same time. We all missed out. Ludlow the younger got his in the 1NZ release on the Tuesday. I couldn't get mine on the Tuesday because I was at council and had to be grown up and responsible. And I missed out on the pre-sale on the Wednesday, and then I missed out on the GA on the Friday. So I was a bit gutted.
So Ludlow the younger is the only one. And he'd be
and his flatmates are all going.
Excluding me, he'd be the least likely to have fun or to be a festival goer.
Well, but that's why he's going, because he said to me, I've never been to a big gig, Mum. And I'm like, oh, yeah, right. You know, and he probably is the one that I'd worry about the most, because he...
Well, rather...
It's a really long couple of days.
I'd rather Electric Avenue than Rhythm and Elk.
Oh, yeah, same. Sorry. And to be fair, when I first saw the lineup for Electric Avenue, I wasn't, I've got to go to that, because Split Enz are the headline act on the Friday, and I've seen them before, and I was like, oh, well, that'd be still quite good, but I don't mind. And Saturday, I can't even remember who it is now, quite good. Oh, Pendulum. Some good things during the day, But then, of course, when I couldn't get tickets, I was like, oh, I really want to go now. but anyway.
It's the forbidden fruit.
That's right. But we've resigned ourselves to the fact that it wasn't meant to be, the girls and I. So.
Going shopping instead?
We're not going up.
Oh, okay.
But we're looking for something else. We considered briefly, one of us has got a minivan, a little, you know, camper van. She's going up to Rhythm and Alps, I think, but.
Oh, no.
I'm not going camping.
No.
It's not okay.
No.
So, yeah, looking for something else. I am going to Andrew Fagan, though.
Well, that's this year, isn't it?
Yes, that's the Before the Dance Party. But she's double booked herself and she can't come. So now I'm like, oh, I'll be going on my own. But you'll be coming because Stephanie will come. Or somebody will come.
Yeah,
anyway.
I've seen Andrew Fagan.
Yeah, so have I. Saw him at...
And he was a lot better looking then, too.
Selwyn Sounds.
Time has not been kind.
Crawling across the stage.
Oh, really?
Some random, like a... I don't know. I don't know what he was on. But it'll be entertaining anyway. Chase and Status were the headline act for this year's Friday night. And... Oh, was it the Saturday night? No, Pendulum was Saturday. Prodigy was Saturday night. So, Chase and Status. And you and I will understand the reference I'm making to the title of the song. It's called Liquor and Cigarettes. But it's just that's the one that I caught when they were playing. I didn't realise that they were so old, actually. These guys have been around since the early 2000s. So it was kind of ironic that all the young ones were really into Chase and Status, and they were the biggest, you know, the best thing since sliced drum and bass breed. But they've actually been around for ages. So, these guys are quite old, like nearly as old as us, but not quite. And this is the song that I managed to get some footage of when I was at Electric Avenue, the beginning of this year, Liquor and Cigarettes.
Welcome to the Heartbreak Hotel. Check your problems in, drop your feelings off, and enjoy your stay.
Liquor and cigarettes still on my breath. 20 missed calls, 150 texts. She said, I know that you've been out with them other chicks. I keyed your car up and I'm on my way to see my ex. Liquor and cigarettes have got me in a mess. But right now I'm up and I think I feel my best. Shouting leads to arguing, from arguing to sex. I like to party, I hardly think that is disrespect. She said, yeah, I said, yeah, I don't care. She said, yeah, I said, yeah, I think that I made it clear. Then we stared, looked straight into our eyes. Said you're about to have the best night of your life.
Switch.
From arguing to sex, I like to party, I hardly think that is disrespect. She said, yeah, I said, yeah, I don't care. She said, yeah, I said, yeah, I think that I made it clear. Then we stared, looked straight into our eyes. I said, you're about to have the best night of your life.
It's Chase and Status featuring Odie, Liquor and Cigarettes, a song which, surprisingly, I knew.
Yeah, it was quite popular. It was, but yes, it was great.
You're listening to the Fluffy Slipper Lounge, coming as a broadcast and podcast through Radio Southland. It's on the accessmedia.nz app if you're an Android phone user. It's in iTunes podcasts if you're an Apple. It's on the Radio Southland website, radiosouthland.org.nz, and their Facebook page. But you can get it before everybody else on a Friday night if you follow us on our own Facebook page. And if you've got stuff that you want to share with us, a bit of humour or something to lighten up, or suggestions or feedback, like stay in bed, then feel free to send us a message on that.
Don't forget our DJ names.
Oh, yeah.
We need DJ names. Yeah. Come on, come on, come on.
DJ, DJ.
Yeah.
Gigi. Gigi lips.
Something else came to mind, but I'm not going to say that.
Oh, okay, fine. Cancel culture being as it is.
No, it's just gross.
Oh, okay. Sad news on the lead story on Wednesday night on television news, which was, you know, a pleasant change from the Trumpa-lumpa, was the sad passing of Nigel Latter, psychologist, and somebody that you introduced me to many years ago when we were living around in Conway Crescent. The boys were both small. You as the responsible one had looked at many different parenting books, and then you
not that many.
Well, more than
a couple
me.
Of cartoons.
And then you threw not through, but you gave me this book. Before Your Kids Drive You Mad, Read This, by Nigel Latter, Dr. Nigel Latter. And I read it, and it spoke to me, as some books do, because his writing style is similar to mine. It's very much common language, stream of consciousness, and slightly politically incorrect, but not overtly. Just a bit blunt from time to time, and there was some great information and tips in there, and it was kind of like a revelation for me. And so I had to meet this guy, had to, and we found out that he was going to be speaking at a night at the Ascot Park Hotel for all the volunteers at kindergartens around Southland.
Yeah, I think it was the Kindergarten Association.
Yep.
Fundraiser or something.
And so contacted them and said, "Do you need an MC?" and went along and did that and had the chance to have a conversation with him and really enjoyed it. Of course, he went on to do lots of television programs after that around psychology, was a keynote speaker at many things. He made people understand and was really gettable on so many levels.
Well, I need, didn't have his PC filter, you know, too high.
No.
So he was really realistic about, you know, tell your kids off.
Yeah.
Set some boundaries.
He's not going to hurt his self-esteem. He's looking at me funny.
Yeah, so that, of course, appealed to us and many others because it was very commonsensical and a bit old school. And it was good fun, actually. We had a good chat to him, didn't we?
Yep.
It was good company.
A year ago, he revealed that he had incurable stomach cancer. In
Yuck.
February this year, he and his wife did their final television interview, and she announced on Wednesday morning via social media that he had passed the previous day. And I felt sad. And incidentally, so did Ludlow the Younger, who sent us a message. I'd seen it on social media maybe half an hour before that.
I hadn't seen it at all, so I was quite surprised.
But I felt sad but grateful as well. And, you know, what a thing to leave people with.
Yeah.
You know, thanks for the advice. Thanks for the entertainment. Thanks for the information.
And the insight into, you know, some things, you know, that we don't always understand. And reminded me why I'd wanted to do psychology in the first place, actually.
Mm.
But didn't. For a number of reasons, but. I kind of do it now anyway.
Well, yeah.
In my day job and my home job and my other job.
Home job? You mean trying to understand why the cat is in the cupboard?
Yes. That also. So, look, you know, we often feel that we don't leave any mark on the universe, but he certainly has.
Yep.
Yep.
So thank you, Nigel. For everything you did for everybody.
Yeah.
I hope he did stuff for himself. as well, actually.
Yeah, it didn't sound like he did much, actually, from the interview that we, the wee bit of the interview that we saw.
It was interesting that during the week I got an email from a guy called Ben Ward. Now, Ben is a member of a group called Mighty South, and we've played a bit of stuff of theirs on Radio Southland for a number of years. He's a Winton boy, originally born and raised in Winton. His mum still lives there. And he'd sent out a new song that they had recorded and asked if we would consider playing it, We're the Station. In the email that he sent, this is a song that he wrote as his wife was going in and out of hospital during a cancer battle a few months ago. Ben doesn't say how that worked out. I will assume it has worked out positively in the meantime. So that's why it kind of sprung to mind with the passing of Nigel Latta. But I always enjoyed listening to, as the South of music rotates through on the station, when Mighty South would come up, they do have their own sound. They're on Spotify, they're on Apple Music. So have a look out, listen out, and here's a taste of what it is that you'll be hearing when you find them. It's new music from Mighty South, It's Stronger. This is the Fluffy Slipper Lounge coming via Radio Southland. The group is Mighty South. That's new from them. It's called Stronger. We are TNN, the new normal, Darren and Linda Ludlow, presenting a musical taste of Asia for you very shortly. This Saturday, though, the 4th of October, big day for motorsport fans in the South. Another big season of motor racing action kicks off at Teretonga with the annual South Island Endurance Series. So Saturday's action has a couple of endurance races. There's a three-hour race along with two separate one-hour races. The three-hour race is the feature on Saturday's programs in the afternoon with a small but quality field of Lamborghinis, Audis, Porsches, a Mark Mustang, Volkswagen Golf GTI. Last year's race winners, Steve Brooks and Bill Riding of Christchurch, are back in their new Audi R8, along with the two teams that they shared the podium with last year, which was Paul Rickaby and Graham Rhodes in the Mark Mustang, and Otago-based brothers Alan and Martin Dippy. So
I'm not sure 3 hours would excite me.
I have had a blink in the past.
Because the track's
well, it
not,
depends.
It's not like watching Bathurst for all day.
It's interesting as some of the race leaders come up on the back markers, particularly down where we park towards the elbow, and you see some really interesting moves.
Although there's not much argy-bargy if they're driving Lamborghinis and stuff, is there? So they're not going to be...
Well, not deliberately, no.
Not giving each other a bump, necessarily.
No, there's not a lot of rubbing as racing.
Some of us quite like them, too.
So current... In amongst all the other people, Christchurch trio Kane Lawson and Hayden Knighton and Ronan Murphy are I didn't realise that Ronan was Christchurch based these days. He's obviously shifted away from home. He has been racing in Australia in the Porsche GT3 Cup Series last year.
Is he one of the diabetics?
Yep. Current Lamborghini Pro-Am World Champion. That sounds so good. Brendan Leach is teaming up with 16-year-old Matt Day of Auckland in another Lamborghini. So,
16-year-old in a Lamborghini?
I know.
Excuse me?
Lucky bastard. So Matt Day, Brendan had come over to coach him at Ruapuna last weekend in the first round of the series. So they're teaming up. Glenn Brazier, who's not 16, 60 maybe, well, not far off it, Glenn. He's in another Lamborghini. Andrew Waite of Auckland is his co-driver. Andrew, very good behind the wheel. Another dangerous opponent, the formidable combination of Sam Fillmore and Johnny Reed. We know Johnny. He's one of those people who, he used to be the A1GP driver, remember?
Mm.
JD Beardo.
Got us.
He's the J.
We've got his photo.
Yes. And a beer. Paul Kelly of Christchurch, Caleb Nartar of Martin. Caleb's been doing a lot of racing offshore. So lots of people and a variety of classes. I'm going to be out there pretty much most of Saturday. I have to come and do some domestic work on Sunday, like clean the bloody windows, Darren.
See what the weather's like. There's no point cleaning them if it's sunny.
Well,
unlikely to be sunny.
Or windy. So looking forward to that. Motorsport season for the year kicks off. I think next weekend that South Island Endurance Series is at Highlands, which Brendan had indicated he was coming back for anyway. But now he's doing two rounds, which is great. Be nice
Fantastic.
To catch up with him, go for a wander through the pits. Time for a musical taste of Asia. I'm not sure if I've got the...
Yes, you have.
Band name right, have I?
Oh, Vaughan D, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And the song title, I think, from what I was able to discern. Please explain.
Okay. So, when we were catching up with the lovely Marcus.
Mm-hmm. In Ueno.
Yes. This is the guy that he mentioned.
Ah.
And I went, oh, I've got him on my playlist already. And Marcus was a bit disappointed, I think, because I thought he was, you know, come out with somebody new for me. So I've had this guy, Vaughan D, although they say it differently in Japanese because of the way they say their letters. He's like 25, 26. And I've just discovered, actually, he was born in Saitama Prefecture, so I feel like he's one of us.
He's a spiritual brother.
That's right.
Yes.
He's one of that new generation of musicians who have launched themselves via YouTube and risen to great things, actually. He's you know, won things and all that stuff. But he just originally just started uploading stuff onto YouTube. And that was only 6 years ago. So he composes, produces, and directs just about everything. He's got his own little music company, and he does the video work and does the composition and the production of everything, pretty much. Does some collabs with people, of course, because they all do. But generally quite a remarkable musician, actually. A real, I don't know whether he's, I don't know whether he's found his groove, so to speak, because he does a lot of different mixes of genre, and there'll be the odd one that I'm like, oh, this is terrible, painful, quiet, you know, introspective, but also some more rocky, some, I think he's had a couple of things that have been anime, I want to say anime theme songs or something similar. So he's a bit all over the place, but I kind of like that. And this
in a Troy Kingy way, or Troy's theming his albums.
Yeah,
though, I guess.
Yeah. And actually, he decided he was going to put out I put out a song every month for 2025.
Hmm.
So similar challenge, I suppose.
Hmm.
Yeah, yeah. So this is the very latest. It was actually really hard to find a version that we could use because it's so new. But I found one miraculously. I don't even remember how I did that in the end. This is called Wasureru Maini, which means something like please don't forget.
Oh.
And it's his newest. I rather like it, actually. I need to listen to it a bit more, but rather like it. But I really like some of his back catalogue as well. So, Vaughn D, here he goes.
Let's
Wasu re re ramana. No, no, that didn't even happen. Wasu re rumane by Vondi.
Yes, pretty close, I reckon.
Ooh, it's the closest I'm going to get at this stage.
Wasureru means forget.
Ah, don't forget me.
So maini means don't forget.
Which reminds me of that great song by Glass Tiger from the album Thin Red Line, Don't Forget Me When I'm Gone. Remember that?
Nope.
It's coming up next week then.
Okay.
Something I talked about last week was an Oscar-winning piece of music, composed and performed mostly for the saxophone for a movie, and I found a metal version of it that I was playing on Radio Without Pictures, and it's coming up next, so buckle up.
Right now?
What?
The song?
No, no.
Oh, okay.
In a moment.
Okay.
Because before that, we have to do this.
Steve. Le bois Steve. Il est orange, il a des bras et des jambes. Le poisson Steve.
La poisson Steve is a musical symbol for the weirdness that Lyndall discovers whilst browsing reels on the internet. Welcome to Lyndall's real world.
Yes, welcome. Do 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 do. I need my own little. I can't help do the squid wiggle when that music plays, right? Every time, even though I'm, you know, nearly sick of it, but not quite. I always do the squid wiggle.
is that a
thing? I don't know.
It is now. is that off Squid Games?
No. Oh, it reminds me of another real world thing. I don't know whether I wasn't going to talk about it today, but I will now. You know what the Japanese game shows are like, right?
Yes.
Unique.
Mm, that's a very polite way of putting it.
There's one that's a Squid Games, based on the Squid Games. It's hilarious. I'll save it for another day.
Okay.
Anyway, as I think I said to you a while ago, I've always had a kind of a love to hate thing with TJ Perenara. Not that I know him personally at all, but with his rugby and, you know. So this is a big deal for me. But I've started following him because he's doing...
I can't begin to explain how shocked I was when I heard that.
I know. But actually, you know, ups to him, actually, because he's doing reels. He's shifted to Japan to play rugby, obviously. Still annoys me that rugby gets you that opportunity and not me. but anyway, you and many others. And he's doing his best to learn the language, and he's actually, you know, he's doing pretty well from what I can see. So he's got these reels on his TJ_Perenara account, and he takes his little boy Tamati for a ride on his bike, and has the camera facing to him, to TJ, but he stops and talks to people on their bike ride to practice his Japanese, and he's, you know, genuinely trying to learn about the culture and the people and the language, and has identified the fact that his little Tamati is only one, he's going to be there for living in Japan for a while, so he wants him to
be multilingual,
yeah, and to understand the culture, and I guess that particularly is relevant because of his own heritage.
Mm.
They'll find lots of similarities in the language and the culture, actually. So I just thought, yeah, it really tickles my fancy, actually. And it's really good. They're only, you know, little, I don't know, 30-second reels or whatever they have to be. But it's also good for me to try and pick up the language as well. So it's very cool.
Because he won't be going at pace.
No, no, he's just cycling along. He's got the kids.
No, I mean his
oh, yeah,
speaking.
No, no. And he's biking and, you know, trying not to fall over and stuff as well. So he stops and talks to people and asks them what they're doing, which is probably really out there for the locals, right?
Yeah, because you wouldn't normally, he stays in their bubble.
Yeah. And so, you know, asks them things and they help him out with his pronunciation or his language or whatever. It's really nice, actually. really impressed. So TJ underscore Peranala.
This is on Insta?
On Insta, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Steve Le. Le boisson Steve. Il est orange. Il a des bras et des jambes. Le boisson Steve.
I was keeping an eye out for the squid wiggle. Missed it there.
Yeah, I was trying not to cough.
Henry Mancini won an Oscar for the composition of the Pink Panther movie theme, which was, you know, the Pink Panther movie starring Peter Sellers.
Yes.
Which then transferred through, of course, to the 1970s animated TV show of the Pink Panther character. I remember his car, big pink long limousine yes. that he had. I had one of those with the ripcord through it to make it go.
Oh.
Yeah. Very cleverly, it had a rubber nose.
Ah, yes.
Because, of course, it was going to bump into everything.
Training you for starting the lawnmower.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I found for Radio Without Pictures a metal version of the Pink Panther theme, and it's done by a musician by the name of Leo Martioli. Martioli! I'm going to go out on a limb and suggest that they may well be Italian. I haven't delved far enough in to try and figure that out.
It's metal. Look, he could be from Scandinavia.
Could be. You never know.
A name like that.
And particularly with metal. So here's the Pink Panther like you've never heard it before. That's it. The reason I'm caught out by surprise is it says there's still a minute worth of... Good God.
Sorry.
A minute left
as soon as the microphone goes on.
Audio there to go. Maybe it was that cough. So the artist is Leo Martioli, and that's a metal version of the Pink Panther thing.
I like it a lot.
It's amazing what some people have the time to do. And I'm pretty confident that he does all the instruments on that and just multi-track the whole thing.
Ah,
clever bugger.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Fluffy Slipper Lounge coming via Radio Southland. And it's that time of the week when we do the sports roundup. So last weekend, oh dear. So Friday night, the Stags were home playing Tasman and were just being pummeled in the first half. But came back, actually played a really good second half. Lost the game 38-55 in the end, but it wasn't a disgrace. Could have been if the second half had played out like the first.
But it wasn't, though. Last season it would have been.
Yeah. Well, normally, you'd quite often find yourself in the give-up stage, but actually the fighting back, I like that. Not giving up, playing till the end of the match. Hawke's Bay last Thursday night beat Auckland, 45-28. Sadly, Otago retained the Ranfurly Shield when they beat North Harbour 41-26. And the reason I say sadly is that this week it would have been a Shield challenge for us had North Harbour won. Not
I thought we still had a Shield challenge. Have we played Otago?
I don't know.
I thought I saw somewhere that we still had a Shield challenge. Another one. Oh. Another crack at it.
Oh, well, maybe that's next week. I haven't looked that far ahead in the draw. Where were we? Taranaki beat Wellington. Bay of Plenty down Waikato. Counties Manukau beat Manawatu. And Northland tied with Canterbury. 19 all. Pick that up. This week, Friday's match, North Harbour hosting Southland. As I said, not a Shield challenge. Saturday's games, Wellington home to Bay of Plenty, Auckland to Otago, Waikato to Northland, and Manawatu to Hawke's Bay. On Sunday, Tasman hosts Counties Manukau, and Canterbury are home to Taranaki. Canterbury scorned, imagine. All Blacks defended the Eden Park Cauldron last weekend against the Wallabies. Good game. Really good game. Great
game. Yeah, it was a good game.
Didn't know which way it would go in the Lipovitan D Rugby Championship. 33-24 win to the ABs in the end, which kind of belays how close the game was. This weekend is the rematch in Perth. It's a late night. Saturday night, the game kicks off at 10:45 New Zealand time.
Lipovitan D Company will be pleased to know that their advertising is working. Because when I went on the hunt for my supply in Dunedin, I had to ask one of the staff members where it was in the store. And he said, I saw it while I was watching the rugby the other day, so I thought I'd try it, and I quite like it.
Mm.
So I thought, well, there you go. It's subliminal messaging.
We've found different versions of it, though, when we were in Japan, because it's a Japanese sports drink. There's a sugar-free one, which we can't find here. And there's a liver recovery one,
yeah,
which you made pretty good use of.
Just a good idea.
Mm. Women's Rugby World Cup's all done and dusted. We beat France to finish third. Host team England had a happy ending, became the champions after beating Canada in the final.
And hey, Chaz and Nadia for making it onto the news.
Yes, they were on One News at the end of it, talking about and Nadia, chatty.
Yeah, she must have been fizzing.
Yeah. Motor racing, Formula One, is at Singapore, 1 a.m. Monday morning. Looking forward to that. I think the Formula W race there this weekend too. I've been following a couple of the women drivers in that series. There's a German girl by the name of Tina Hausmann who drives in the Aston Martin team. And Leah Block, daughter of the late Ken Block, who drives for Williams. Mm. And they were given their own reality TV series, which is helping to elevate the prominence of the women, young women who are racing and encouraging girls to go through the pathway the sooner that, you know, they're in the main game and they're just referred to as drivers, the bloody better. Next weekend is Bathurst. On
holy,
Sunday?
Holy cow.
I know.
Is it?
Well, it's election day on Saturday.
Oh, and
how many
October.
Times on the Sunday has it been Bathurst the next day?
Oh.
Last two elections. That's the answer to that question. There's a very funny ad about a bus trip around Bathurst.
Oh. Oh, I haven't seen that.
I'll send it to you. It's a bunch of people being taken around the Bathurst track in a tour bus with a guide talking about different parts of the track. And there's Greg Murphy and Marcus Ambrose.
In the bus.
As they come up to that famous corner where they had that famous incident. Yeah.
Are they sitting together?
Yes, they are.
Oh, that's good.
And watch some behind-the-scenes stuff. They've obviously put it behind them. Although they both say it's a pity there isn't more, inter-driver aggression that goes on. And it finishes with Jim Richards, who's waiting at a bus stop, and the bus just goes screaming past. Now, you remember when Jim Richards and Mark Scaife won Bathurst in Godzilla? Jim was most unkind in how he described the crowd.
Oh, no, I don't remember the description. Just a
bunch of... No. Well, there's something similar to that.
Australians.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of people in the crowd, what about those idiots at the golf?
McIlroy.
I don't do golf.
Americans.
But far out.
I know Rory had prompted something through a press conference, but... I think this is a symptom of that whole LIV Golf Championship where people just go out and piss up.
I don't know whether you've seen his post on, I don't know, it was Facebook or Instagram, but it's a long, like, I'm never coming back to play golf in the United States. I can tolerate abuse for myself. I can't tolerate you hitting my wife on the head with a bottle. I can't tolerate abuse during my backswing and having, you know, it's very well said and very calmly but very forcefully delivered. It's worth a look.
Well, and it's
spot on, actually.
It's also delivering a message to the United States that they are not the people that they think themselves to be at the moment.
Far out.
Bloody hell. Now, that's, I don't want to make a sweeping generalisation of all Americans.
No, we know some really nice Americans.
Yep. In fact, I know some who are going home this
weekend.
They're
all shifting to New Zealand.
Wow, well, and these ones are going to clean out their lockers. It's really sad. I said, well, it's a sad thing to go home and have to do that. However, in the States, they still have lots of great motor racing. NASCAR, for example, where last weekend they raced at the Kansas Speedway, big tri-oval, and Chan Van Gisbergen finished 10th, which is his best finishing position on an oval. This coming Monday morning, 8 o'clock New Zealand time, they're on what they call the Roval. That's your phone.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you.
Pressed it while I was coughing.
They're on the Roval at Charlotte Motor Speedway, so there's a road course inside the oval, so it's a road-style course. So that could bode well for Shane Van Gisbergen. Brendan Leach, as I've already mentioned, is driving this weekend at Teretonga, next weekend at Highlands. Cormac Buchanan, last Sunday they were at Motegi in Japan. He finished 16th. Close to the points, and it was a really close finish between all the riders, which was very interesting. Actually, only just a few seconds in between the entire field, and it's better than some of the DNFs he's had on previous races. Five rounds to go. This weekend, it's a street circuit for the Indonesian Grand Prix. And don't forget, next Saturday is back in New Zealand for the Grid Talk with Simon Crafer at Transport World here in Invercargill from 6 o'clock, $200 per person. Email macattackmotorsport@gmail.com for tickets because Kate is assigning seats to the tables this weekend. I'm sure she could squeeze other people in anyway. Get along and see what it is that Cormac has to say. I know that Ludlow the youngest is catching up with him at some point over his return.
He's excited.
Home.
He even told me he was excited.
Before they go off to Phillip Island.
Yes.
For that round. And that's what's going on in the big old bad wide world of sport. Gonna finish with a jazz cover. Speaking of jazz covers, of you remember the 90s group Spiller? And they had a track called Groove Jet, If the Sun Ain't Love.
I might remember it when I hear it.
Well, it's kind of hard to recognise because this is a jazz version by a guy called Alan Austin Bishop. And I thought, we'll give it a spin. Why not?
Excellent.
Thanks for listening. And we'll catch you back for the Fluffy Slipper Lounge again next weekend.
Apologies for the coughing. Don't be a dick.
Holding you close, it's time that I told ya. everything's going to be fine. Know that you need it, try to believe it. Take me one step at a time. If this ain't love, tell me why, tell me why. It feels so good. If this ain't love, why does it feel so damn, so damn good? Think of tomorrow, we beg, steal, or borrow to make all we can in the sun. While we are moving, this music is soothing troubles we thought had begun. If this ain't, if this ain't love, tell me why, tell me why. It feels so good. If this ain't love, why does it feel so damn, so damn good? Will you remember me? Will you remember me? Loving, loving you, loving you, loving you. Just for this lifetime, please be my pastime. Here are the rules of our play. In it together till I know you better, darling. Darling, what do you say? If this ain't love, tell me now. Tell me now, 'cause it feels so, so damn, so damn good. If this ain't love, tell me why it feels so good. Why does it feel now? Why does it feel so damn, so damn good? Will you remember me? Remember me? Loving, loving you, loving you, loving you. If this ain't love, tell me now. Tell me now, it feels so good. Tell me why, tell me why it feels so. Tell me now, tell me now. Tell me now, 'cause it feels so good.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.